Praise the Lord, everybody. We come tonight to worship the Lord in word and in deed. In the name of Jesus, let us pray first. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you tonight just to lift up your name, hallelujah, to praise you, Father, to give glory and honor to your name, Father. Father, we thank you for allowing us together here tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, to just to lift up your name and to praise you, Lord. We pray, Father, that anything that is not like you, Father, that you would disassemble it, Father. We want to thank you, Father, for giving us a fresh start today. Father, for waking us up in our right mind, blessing us to go forth throughout the day in our right minds with our limbs, Father, intact. Father, we just want to glorify you and lift up your name in Jesus' name. We pray, amen. So we want to worship the Lord tonight because it's so important. We don't worship him enough. We go about our business. We do, God wake us up in the morning. We do what we want to do. Bless God. He allow us to and allow us to have an opportunity to speak to others as well as read his word for ourselves. And so we don't want to just praise him on Sunday or on Wednesday night or whatever night you go. We want to lift up his name every day that we can. So tonight we're coming to sing a new song, to lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. If that's okay, I hope there are some believers on the line tonight because we're going to praise his name. Hallelujah. And we're going to lift up his name in word and in deed. I'm going to be reading out of Psalms 96 and 1. It says, "Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth." Amen. For those of us who are believers know that it's time to just break out in song. Sing a song unto the Lord because we know how good the Lord is to us. And I know many of us probably remember our grandparents, grandmothers or whatever, mothers, maybe in the kitchen while they were singing or outside doing some work or wherever they may have been singing. They would just break out in a song and start singing. And this is what we want to do. We want to praise God. These people was praising God. A lot of times I didn't understand it why they was in there singing or why they was outside singing, working and singing. But they were singing a song unto the Lord. They was praising him, praising the Lord because God is so good to us. And they knew that. They knew that praying for one another, praying for their children, praying for their families, how good has God been to us. Amen. So we can testify to that. Some of us know how good God has been to us, and we're able to testify. And we can sing a song to the Lord from time to time. It just a song will rise up in your spirit, and you just begin to sing and just begin to praise, you know. And so it's just a beautiful thing to just break out in song in the Lord, even when you're by yourself, you know, riding down the road or in your home. You break out in a song will rise up in your spirit, and that's what I love so much, because what's in you will come out, whatever's in you. If the word of God is in you, it's going to come out in word. It's going to come out in a song, in a praise. Sometimes you're just by yourself, and you just began to praise God and sing unto him. Amen? Verse 2, it says, "Sing unto the Lord, bless his name, show forth his salvation from day to day." Show forth, it says, sing and bless his name. Show forth that we appreciate him for delivering us from our families from sin and its consequences. We all know how sin, when a child is born, it's just sin is waiting for an opportunity to get a hold of them. But those who love their children, they will not give up praying for them, praying over them. During the night, I used to hear people say, during the night, they would just lay awake and pray for their children. And I used to think, you know, how you lay awake and pray for your children? But they knew that day would come, that their children would need that prayer. So they already was preparing themselves and their children for what would come. They already prayed a prayer over them. And I tell people, pray Jeremiah 29:11 over your children, because the time they're born, the Bible says a child is born and full of trouble because it's waiting. Temptation is waiting. It's waiting. So we know that sin comes to try to grip you and try to keep you from learning the word of God and teaching it to your children. And that's why we have to get them at a young age, began to raise them up in the word of the Lord, so they won't depart. The Bible says if you raise them up according to his word, they won't depart. They may go through some things, but they won't depart from that word. They'll always come back. And sometimes we have to sing, and some people cry, and many times we just talk to Jesus about what's going on. And that's enough. When we're talking to him, it's enough. Whether it's night or day, you can talk to him anytime. And he keeps us from harm, from ruining our lives. And sometimes we can do all we know how, but temptation is still around us. But when we pray to God, when we come in contact with the word of God and begin together with those who are like-minded, spiritually minded, then things begin to operate in our lives. Amen. The Bible says in verse 3, it says, declare his glory among the heathen, and his wonders among all people. What God is saying here is to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and his glorious majesty in of his kingdom. We got to let people know we can't be ashamed of the gospel. We don't want to be ashamed of the gospel. We want to let people know who we are in Christ. Once we were in sin, but now we are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And now that we are redeemed people, then now we can begin to declare God's word among even the unbelievers, those who don't believe. Because the kingdom of God is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion endures forever throughout all generations. So as you teach your children and your family and let them see that light that shines through you, people will realize there is a change. There's something about those people. We are believers, and that's what it is, and we carry the word of God in our hearts. Not saying that we are perfect. We'll never be until we leave this earth. But we carry such a word that people recognize it. Amen? For the Lord upholdeth all that fall. He raises up all those that be bowed down. So sometimes we fall. Sometimes we error. But God is still there to raise us up by his word, through the Holy Spirit, through someone he sends, or however he chooses to do it. But he will not let you, a believer, stay down. A believer cannot stay down. One who trusts and believes in the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. So God is telling us to acknowledge him, announce him among those who are not Christian, who are unbelievers. We're going to announce it. It don't matter who they are, family, friends, strangers. We're going to announce we are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Verse 4, it said, for the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. And that we know to be true, how great God is and greatly to be praised. We go to church on Sundays, and Wednesday night or whatever night you go. But God is worthy to be praised on a daily basis. On a daily basis, we want to praise him. I don't care if you're at work, you can say something to him. If you're at home, you can praise him. You can just lift him up. Sometimes I get in my house and a song will come into my heart, and I just began to praise. I put that song on and I may play it for hours. And then I go to the next song because there's something about praise. It just brings a different atmosphere. Amen? That praise, praising him. I love to praise. Amen? Verse 5 said, for all the gods of the nation are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. And people need to know that God, he is the God of the nations. He's the God of the nations, of all nations. Amen? God is the God of all nations. The Lord is the God of all nations. And all these other gods, these little G-O-Ds, they're idols. And we know that because people celebrate, or they go out to ball games and they look at these celebrities and so forth and so on. What God is telling us here is that all your superheroes and superstars, celebrities, they are nothing but idols. They are images. They imitate. And people worship them more than they do the true living God. People have a certain people that they love. They will follow them to the end of the earth. But when it comes to God, people will put him off for just to worship these people. People spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to go see some of these people, and they worship them. These are their idols, their superheroes, you know, the celebrities. They watch the celebrity shows. I mean, all of this, I don't know what they're looking for, because in these shows you can't get anything but foolishness the majority of the time. But a lot of people, these are their superheroes. And I'm not saying not to get with people, but you want to get with like-minded people. You want to get with believers, those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, someone who can strengthen you, and you can strengthen. You can sharpen one another. That's what I'm talking about here. You want to, the Bible says, if you get with wise people, you become wise. So you want to gather with wise people, people who carry the word of God, who has a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. These are the people that we want to be around, is the ones that have a relationship. Amen. Verse 6, that honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. And we know this. We know it is. The Bible says, bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. Bless the Lord, all his works and all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. We should be blessing the Lord. Our soul should be crying out for the Lord, blessing him. All his works and all places, his dominion, everything belongs to him. Everything, everywhere you go, everything you see, all the people in the earth, the plants, the animals, everything in the earth belongs to God. Even things that people say they create, that belongs to God, because he gave them the mind to create the things that they create or to write or whatever they do. God gave them the knowledge to do that, and we should honor him. Honor the Lord in whatever we say and do. If he bless you with something, honor him. Let him know, Lord, I appreciate you. I thank you. And we don't thank God enough for what he's already done for us, for our health, our strength, your children's health, their strength, what he's doing in your life, your home, where you live, your car. You know, we got to bless the Lord. We got to thank him. We don't thank him enough. We take it for granted sometimes. Oh, I got a car. Oh, I got a house. Oh, I have this. But we need to let the Lord know that we are appreciated. Lord, thank you for my food. Thank you for my home. Thank you for my car. Thank you for health and strength. Thank you that all my family is well. Thank you, Lord. We have to give God glory and have to thank him and let him know we appreciate all of this and not just go about our business daily and never give God the credit for it and never give him honor for what he's doing in our lives. Amen. So we are in the Lord, we are safe and we are sheltered. We have those of us who have a relationship with him, with Jesus. And it's a beautiful place to be in the shelter of the Almighty. He is our refuge. He's shelter when you need it. It's a beautiful place just to be in him, to have that peace of mind, to be able to have a peace of mind, no worry, no stress, no lack. It's a beautiful place just to rest in him. On the days that on days where there is no issues, you know what I'm saying? Some days that there's issues and there's worry and there's stress, but on those days when he have clearly freed you from that, it's a blessing to thank the Lord. Lord, thank you there's no problem. Thank you, Lord, for this peace that I have. Thank you, Lord, for letting me go about my day and enjoying it. We have to thank the Lord for that. Let him know, Lord, we appreciate it. I went about my day today, enjoyed this day, a beautiful day. And I thank the Lord for it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for leading and guiding me, blessing me to go about my day in peace, go about my day with joy, no stress. Going home, you blessed me to get there safe and sound. We just want to thank God for that. It's truly a blessing. So let us recognize the Lord. Amen. So verse 7 says, give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Let's recognize the Lord, giving him glory and praising him for his mighty hand over our lives, over our family life. And I can't stress it enough, because the children that are coming up today really, really need him. really need him. The Bible said they're going to be wiser in this day but weaker. So we got to make sure that we're teaching them and constantly putting the word of God into their minds so it can sink down into their hearts. Because most of the children we see now, they're wise, but they're weak. And people say, oh, they're so smart. Yes, they are. They are smart, but they're weak because Satan's temptation has increased. His temptation in the earth. We see all kinds of things in the earth. When we were coming up, and I know many of you can testify to this or witness this, that they didn't have all the things that they have now when we were coming up in the earth. And so when we was coming up as kids, they didn't have all these things. They didn't have all this technology. Now it's so much technology, kids will get mad. I know a friend of mine was telling me that her grandson has this iPad or iPhone, whatever he has, this electronic device, and that's all he want to do all day long. And whenever she would ask him to get off of it to either study or do whatever she asked him to do, he would be upset. He would be upset. This is how powerful this thing is over this child. And eventually, if it doesn't get a hold of it, then guess what? It takes him to another level. It takes them to another level. So you got to stop and gather with your children, especially if they're young. You gather with them and begin to teach them the Word of God. Get them something that's pertaining to the Word of God because they're definitely going to need it. And so that's why we should praise God at home, wherever we go. If you got children, let them hear it. Family, let them hear it. And they're going to know who you are because when they come in your presence, they say, oh, well, when we go over there, we know what she going to say or he going to say. Because like the old people used to say, they say, if these walls could talk, what would they be saying? These walls over here at my house, they're going to be reading the scripture, singing a song, praising the Lord on the doors, in the door. They're going to be praising. So if these walls could talk, amen. So this is why we want to recognize and begin to praise God and thank him for what he is doing and has done in our life and that he is about to do. Now, verse 8 said, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his court. When we come into the house of God, we don't want to come in any kind of way. We don't want to just come in just because it's a tradition. We want to come in and let the Lord know we appreciate you. We thank you for what you're doing. I'm not here just because it's a traditional thing. I'm here because I want to be. I'm talking about him because I want to talk about it. I'm talking about him because I have a relationship with him. I talk about him because either, if I'm on the radio or not, I'm still talking to him and about him wherever I go. So it's a relationship. Amen. And it's not tradition. So we give unto the Lord glory that's due to his name. Amen. And bring an offering and come into his court. And a lot of times, I know I was praying, because a lot of times people go into the house of God. And when they go into his house, the Lord spoke to me by the Holy Spirit. He said, they just want to give me something. He said, I don't see anything. He said, but they'll go down there and they'll buy a car, they buy whatever. He said, but don't pay for it. He said, they'll come and pick it up. He said, but me, they just give me a dollar or two when they can get more. He said, and guess what? He said, I don't say a word. He said, they just missed their blessing. So we want to honor the Lord. We want to let him know, Lord, we appreciate you. Wherever he tell you to give, you consult with him. He'll let you know. Sow a seed over here, sow a seed over there. He will let you know. Believe me, I'm a witness. He has done me and done me like that, told me where to give, told me where to go, told me how to help. He's done that. Amen? So we give honor to people on the earth when we should be really giving great honor to the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. We don't praise him enough. We need to praise him at home, at church, everywhere we go. Praise him in the store. Let it come out of your mouth. Let it flow out like a river. Amen? So that's what we want. We want it to flow out like a river because we don't praise him enough. When I get with people, I be wanting to really praise the Lord. And there are some that don't, but it's just in me to praise, and I love it. I love it. Amen? So number 9 says, oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. fear before him, all the earth. Worship the Lord in the beauty of righteousness and faith. This is what the Lord is saying, in righteousness and faith. That's holiness. He wants us to worship him in righteousness and faith. It takes faith to please the Lord. The Bible said without faith, it's impossible to please the Lord. So when we worship in him, when we're praying, whatever we're doing in the Lord, it's by faith. Amen. Number 10 says, say among the heathen that the Lord reigns. Amen. He reigns. The world also shall be established, and that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people rightly. He shall judge them rightly. God is a just God, and he's going to judge us rightly. So we stay among the heathens. We let them know the Lord is God. He is righteous. He reigns. He created this earth and everything in it. We have to let them know, even those who don't believe. And that's it's up to them to receive it. It's up to them. Amen. So verse 11 says, let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. You know, I don't know if anybody ever seen the sea roar. And I tell people a lot of people go to the beach. If you ever go to the beach, the sometimes the water just is so fierce. I mean, the waves are so fierce. I mean, they get so high to even people want to go out and they do surfing on them. They surf on those waves. I said, the sea is roaring, and these people surfing on what's roaring in the sea. I mean, that water can get so high. Can you imagine? Even when the Lord brought the people out of Egypt, how he parted the sea and water on both sides of the wall. Good God Almighty. On both sides of the wall, water that high. So we see this sea, how it roar, and that water becomes so high till people are riding on the waves, those that are not afraid, but I won't do it. But it roar, the sea roar, and even everything, the Bible said everything in the sea, it roars. I mean, even the fish and everything that's under the water, they rejoice in the water. We can see that. Even sometimes the dolphins, you can see them, the sharks, the fish jump up out of the water and back into the water. The dolphins and the shark, they swim, and sometimes they jump up. You can see them. And so people will go out, even I've seen on the news, where people will just go out to see them jump up out of the water, you know, praising God, you know, just giving him glory, you know, just jumping up. And people so excited to see that, because it's not all the time. And so it's just a blessing. If you ever go fishing, ever go fishing, sometimes you'll see fish just jump out of the water and dive back up off in the sea, you know, off in the water. They'll jump up out the water and dive back in the water. And it's such a sight to see if you ever go fishing in deep waters. Amen? So let's move on. So verse 11 says, let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar in the fullness thereof. And that is so beautiful. I mean, it's just so beautiful to see when you go out there, the sea is roaring and the fish is jumping. And I mean, it's just really beautiful. It's really beautiful. Amen. So I said, before the Lord, no, let the field, number 12, I'm sorry, let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice. All the trees. I don't know if people ever seen it. One day I was sitting in my car waiting for everybody to come to the church. And so as I was sitting there, I happened to look back. I seen how the trees was just waving. The trees even waved. When the wind blew, I mean, the leaves on them just waved so beautifully. And the grass was just swaying back and forth. And I thought, wow, Lord. I said, even the grass is serving you. It's waving back and forth. And it was just a beautiful sight to see how it was waving back and forth. And I thought, wow, that is truly awesome. So sometimes, even when I hear the birds chirping, I'm thinking, You know, this is the fullness of God. The birds are out there chirping and early in the morning, and they just are singing a song. Some birds are singing a song to the Lord, and I thought, wow, man, this is really beautiful. If you just lie there and listen to it, sometimes the birds are just singing a beautiful song to the Lord, you know, and I thought, this is powerful. So I just love it. But we should be praising the Lord like that. We as humans, we should be praising in our homes, when we are at home, praising God, giving him glory, because he has and he's going to do so much in our lives if we allow him to. A lot of times people don't think about it because they take it for granted. They can go everywhere they want to go, do everything they want to do, and then they say, well, let us come together and pray. And I know they say sometimes, let us go out and I think they have this thing called one night of prayer. And I'm thinking, one night of prayer? One night? You want 365 and you want to give the Lord one night? One night, hey, I praise him all the time. One night of prayer, that's not enough, you know. So, but that's what they have going on. Amen. So we want to, as believers, we want to give praise to the Lord as often as we can. And for believers, believers should be willing to come together and pray with one another, help one another, you know, and just lift up the name of Jesus. We don't, you know what I noticed? The people that go to the ball games and all kinds of parties and whatever they go to, all kinds of events, these people in the world, they got it together, because they will get together and they don't care what it costs. They going to go to that ball game, to that party, that event, whatever is going on, they going to it. They going to get to a vacation, whatever. They going to go to it. But when it comes to coming together as believers, the house of God is so few. The place is empty until it's a certain day, a big day. Like most people used to say, everybody gonna be there for Easter. Why wait till Easter? We need to be there all the time, giving God glory and praise. He's been waking us up all these years, blessing us, keeping us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. And people say on Easter, on Mother's Day, on a certain day we go. We want to praise him all the time. The churches are almost empty. But the ball games, you look when they have these football games, basketball games, whatever kind of events they have, those places before. It's the believers that's got to get it together. Like on the day of Pentecost, it's the believers who has to get it together, come together, praise and worship, and not be afraid, amen, to do so. This is what we must do as believers, is come together and begin to praise God. The more we begin to praise him and lift up his name, the more he began to show us his glory, the more he began to do in our lives, for our families, for us. So when we begin to treat him as a king, the high priest that he is, then he began to treat us as his friend, as the believers that we are. So we gotta do better. We gotta give him praise. We gotta let him know, I appreciate you. It's just like your family, your husband, your wife, or your children, how much you love them. See, and it goes back to when God allowed Abraham to see how much he loved him. God already knew, but he needed to let Abraham know. He said, take your son up and offer him up before an offering. Well, Abraham loved God so much, he did just what God said. Even though God already knew that he wasn't going to let any harm come to this child, amen, he allowed Abraham to see where he was with him. And he imputed righteousness unto him because he believed God and he trusted him. So as you love your family, your children, your husband, your wife, love God just as much. Because he said if you put anything or anybody before him, you're not worthy. So this is why we must give God praise. Let him know, Lord, we love you. We love you so much. Amen. This is what we must do. So let's move on. And Psalms 95. We're going to go to Psalms 95. Amen. I went to Psalms 96 because it resonated with me so much that I just wanted to begin to praise and start there. Amen. So in Psalm 95, verse 1 says, "Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation." Oh, my God. To the rock of our salvation. To the rock of our salvation. The Lord is our rock. Amen. He shall not be moved. The rock of our salvation. The one who keeps us. The one who delivered us. Who redeemed us. We should make a joyful noise unto him. Let us sing unto him. I know I'm not a songstress, but I do the very best I can. Now, when I get in my house, I'm just pouring it all out. Now, when I come together with other believers, I try to follow as the artist leads. I'm not a songstress, but I love to sing, and I love to sing unto the Lord. But I do it in my house because, like I said, I don't want to hurt anybody's ears. Now, I know the Lord can give me a singing voice, and I thank God for it at his appointed time. If he chooses to, I would love it. Amen. So let us go on. It says, verse 2 said, "Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms." Man, that is so beautiful. It's just beautiful. Let us come before his presence. I love to be in the presence of the Lord. I don't know if many people have experienced that, being in the presence of the Lord. I mean, it's so glorious. It's so beautiful when you come into the presence of the Lord, when he meets you where you are. And then you begin to thank him and give him praise and glorify his name because you know. He said, "My sheep know my voice." When you come in the presence of the Lord, you know his voice. And you begin to thank him and praise him, making a joyful noise unto the Lord. Some people get so happy till they just start breaking out, and dance and in song, because that's how happy they are, because they're in the presence of the Lord. And it's just so beautiful when you can come into the presence of the Lord and get with thanksgiving and making a joyful noise, just singing and praising the Lord. Amen. It's beautiful. I love it. Verse 3 said, "For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods." He is great, and some of us have experienced it. Some of us know it. And if you don't, like my grandmother used to say, keep a living. Because as you begin to study, to show yourself approved, and you begin to get into God's word, the more you get into his word, the more he reveals himself unto you. He's like a husband, a father. Amen? He will begin to reveal things to you that you know not, the Bible says. He will begin to reveal himself more and more to you. It's like young people when they get married. The longer they live together, the more they get to know each other. The more they get to know. And so it's just like our Father, our God. Amen? It's just like the Lord. The more we get into his word, the closer we get to him, the closer he gets to us. And it's just a beautiful thing, and I love it. It says in verse 4, "In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hill is his also." So it's saying the Lord holds in his hand the depths of the earth and the mightiest of the mountains. Nothing can get past him. He knows all things. All things. He knows where, I don't care how deep, how high, how low, where they are in the earth. He knows where everything and everybody is located. Everything. Man, that's power. That's powerful. To know where everything and everybody is, everything is located. Amen. It's powerful. Powerful. Amen. So in the verse 5, it says, "The sea is his, and he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. By his hands he formed the dry land. And the seas, he made it." All of this, everything belongs to the Lord. Everything. Amen. So it's Okay, let's move on to verse 6. It said, oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us worship and bow down. Amen. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Every morning, the Lord has taught me, and I share this with other believers. The Lord has taught me, when you get up, and I was telling the lady today, when we get up in the morning, before we do anything, bow down on your knees and let the Lord know that you thank him for waking you up. You appreciate him for health and strength, your right mind, your family, your friend. We got to bow down before him and let him know and worship him and praise him. Let him know, Lord, we thank you. Sometimes I get up in the morning, and when I get up and praise God, I put on a song, and man, let me tell you, I just began to praise and worship. I just began to thank him because it's so good. And sometimes I play the song, just play it because I love it. You know, just getting in the spirit of the Lord, just getting in his presence. Amen. So I love it. And so that's what I tell people. When you get up in the morning, kneel before our Maker. Kneel before the Lord. Praise him, worship him. We don't have to wait till Sunday morning. We can praise at home. We can get our praise on at home, amen? But I love it, and I love to teach the children to do the same and the youngsters, amen? Verse 7, it says, for he is our God. Yes, he is. Thank you, Lord. We are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye hear his voice, hallelujah, Jesus, today, if you hear his voice. It says, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation, as in the day of the temptation in the wilderness. God is telling us, don't harden your heart. If you hear my word today, don't harden your heart. Amen. As Israel did when they was in the wilderness, they complained and complained. God done brought them out of this bondage. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Because God brought us, all of the believers that are on the line tonight, God brought us out of bondage. That's why we're here. He brought us out of bondage. But the Israelites, he said, don't be like the Israelites. They complain and complain. We don't have this. They just kept complaining. They complained so that God became angry with them. So all I've done for you, all I'm doing, and you complaining? Y'all done seen my mighty hand, how I move. Y'all seen how I open the way for y'all to come out from up under this bondage. Come on to the other side. Y'all seen all of this. Y'all seen what I did for y'all, how I fed you, how I brought you out. Still complaining, not satisfied with nothing. We got to be satisfied, amen? We got to let God work in our lives. Let him know, Lord, I'm satisfied. No, we don't have everything we want. We don't have everything we want. But guess what? God will supply all our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. He's going to do that. He's going to do that for us. Supply all of our needs. Amen? That's his word. When you read it, it will not return to him void. That's what he said. Every one of these words that we are reading tonight, they will not return to him void. They won't return. So when you get in the word, and whatever you want, and whatever your needs are, find that scripture for that word and begin to glorify God in it. And it will come to pass, because God's word cannot return unto him void. Amen? So we don't want to be like they were, Israelites were in Egypt when he brought them out. They complained and complained and complained. That's all they did. And God became angry with them. And we see that today. All the people do, all God do for us, when he wakes us up in the morning, he gives the farmers the rain. He gives us sunshine. He feeds us. He clothes us. He blesses us to have health and strength to go to work. Bless us in our right mind. Bless us in everything that he's doing. And still, we complain. We got to stop complaining. Lord, forgive us. Forgive us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us. And God is saying that this is what they did in the wilderness. They tested God. They tried his patience. And even though they saw everything he did, they still complained. So he don't want us to be like they were in that day, complaining, complaining, and complaining. Amen? So he said, harden not your heart. So we don't want to harden our hearts. There's a lot of people with their hearts hard. That's why people are doing everything that they want to do. But the Bible says that this day will come. They'll turn away from doing God's will. They'll fall away from the faith. You know, they will wax cold, doing their own thing, calling right, wrong, right. Just doing what they want to do. And then in the end, they want to go to heaven. They want God to save them. Some people don't think about it until that time comes. Then they want God to take them on into heaven. You know, when you have given him no attention at all, you haven't praised him, you haven't worshipped him, all you did was complain. So now we want God to do everything for us. So we don't want to harden our hearts. We want to turn. And so many people, I see it, we see it every day on the TV. They doing their own thing. They don't want anybody to tell them anything, what they think is right. They following their own tradition and their own ways, doing whatever they feel like they want to do. And they think they can take medicine for it. It's not going to work. So when the time comes and they began to call on him, he's going to say, no, you go serve that God that you've been serving all these years. Go serve him and see if he, like he told Baal, You call on your God. And Elisha told him, you call on your God. See if he's going to answer you. See? So a lot of people calling on these gods. Now they're doing everything they want to do. And then they want to call on the true living God when things get where they can't handle it. So we gotta not harden our hearts. Amen? He said, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works. They saw everything God had did. And they still complain. Verse 10, he said, 40 years long was I grieved with this generation and said, it is a people that do error in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Good God Almighty. The Lord said, for 40 years, he was angry with these people. He said, these people's hearts had turned away from him. They turned away from God. All that he had done for them, all that he did, they turned away from him. They turned away from him. Amen. Doing their own thing. Doing their own thing. Verse 11. It said, unto whom I swear in my heart, in my wrath, that they should not enter into my rest. We don't want to be like they were. We want to sing. We want to praise God. We want to worship him. And not just on Sunday and Wednesday night. We want to give God the glory, honor, and praise on a daily basis. We want to kneel down in the mornings and let God know we appreciate him. Because he don't have to wake us up in the morning with health and strength in our right minds. He don't have to make it possible for us to eat. He don't have to make it possible for anything for us. But he does. So we got to praise him even more. We got to give him praise. We got to take a stand. The Bible says in Philippians 4:1, this is what Paul is saying here. Therefore, my brethren, my beloved brethren, I long for my joy and crown. So stand fast in the Lord. Stay fast in the Lord, my beloved. He says, stand fast in the word that you have been brought up in. Stay fast in that word. And if you haven't been brought up in it, and you have began to come into the presence of the Lord, reading his word, certainly you have gathered with those who have a relationship with him or seasoned in the word, stay with that. Stand fast. And began to study the word of God. So because God has done so much for us, let's not turn our backs. Amen. Let us continue to praise him and worship him, give him glory. Let the Lord know that we appreciate him and harden not our hearts. Let us render unto God our heart, not our garments. And let God be praised and let him be lifted up. We want to lift up his name and let the Lord know that we appreciate him. Amen. Is there anyone on the line? We want to open up the line. So if anyone has something to say, anyone want to read a scripture or comment, you're welcome. Amen. Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and we're going to go on. We just want to invite anyone that would like to have something to say. You let you know that you're welcome. We're all believers. We're all children of the Most High. We're adopted in. We're adopted children of God. We're heirs to the kingdom. So one to another, we're brothers and sisters in Christ. So we just want to continue to bless the Lord. We want to continue in song and worship. We want to continue to let the Lord know that we appreciate him by worshiping him, not just on Sundays, but at home, wherever we go, letting people know that this is who we are. This is what's in us. The Word of God is in us. He lives in us. Amen? So we love him. We love him. We love doing his will. We love telling others about him. We love coming together, praising. Amen? And like I said, when I get up in the morning, sometimes I just get in my Word. I get in my Word. I just put on a song. And, man, I tell you, it is so beautiful to get up early in the morning and command your day in song or in Word. It's so beautiful, and I love it. I do it a lot of mornings. Sometimes I either read, and we do have a prayer line. We get on the prayer line with other believers, and we begin to pray and praise and worship together, and it's just beautiful. I love it. And so that's what I do in the morning. So instead of getting up like I used to in the morning, making my coffee, cooking my breakfast, and then going and praying, God said, I want to be first. So I had to stop doing all of that. I had to stop going in and making my coffee and cooking my breakfast, and then I'll come back and pray. God said, no, you got it backwards. You have this thing backwards. I want to be first. Your stomach is not first. Your stomach is not first. You feeding your stomach before me. You putting your stomach before me. So I had to bow down. So I said, well, thank you, Lord, now that you've told me, and I know. I put him first, because everything else is secondary. Or wherever it come in at, wherever it may come in. But I'm going to praise the Lord when I get up. I'm going to give him glory. I'm going to give him praise. I'm going to sing a new song. Amen. I get up and I sing a song to the Lord. And I just praise him and worship. And sometimes once I've prayed, I go in and turn on the praise music and just let the music play while I cook my breakfast. And that's what I do because I love it. And so when that commands your day in the morning, when you get up in the morning and you allow that the Word of God to command your day, it is, I'm telling you, it's such a beautiful thing. You can handle it, you know, because he is with you now. And him being with you, whatever comes up, he'll give you a word for that. He'll give you a mindset to deal with anything that come up. So I learned that over the period of time. And so when God began to teach me and show me how he wanted praise for me, how he wanted to be first in my life, that's what I began to do. And so it was just, and it just makes you feel so good in the morning. It makes you feel so good throughout the whole day, knowing that God is with you, knowing that now that you have gotten up. And people say, breakfast is the best thing in the morning. No, it's not. Praise is the best thing in the morning. Praise. Praying and praise is the best thing in the morning. So everything else is secondary. But once I started getting up praising, that's what was commanding my day. And I was even happier. I had my joy in the Lord. My joy was in the Lord. And so that's what I like to share with other believers. Even some of those that don't believe, if they will listen. We got a lot of people that won't listen. So, but when we do get that opportunity, we let them know too. We let them know who God is in us because we have a relationship with him. And we love reading his word. We enjoy reading his word and speaking his word. when he allows us to. So we enjoy. So that's why I share with other people, other, especially the believers, coming together with the believers and those who don't believe, letting them know what God's word is and how we should praise him, give him praise, and worship him early in the morning. Amen. So we just want to, we got a few more minutes, and we just want to invite others, if you are on here, to if you have a comment or word you want to speak, you're welcome to come on. You're welcome to speak. Amen. But other than that, we just thank the Lord tonight for his word. We thank the Lord for giving us this. It's an opportunity, a great opportunity, to be able to get on live radio and be able to speak God's word where others may hear it. It may be something somebody needed. We never know. Somebody may have needed a word from the Lord today. Maybe they had a hard day. Maybe something went on. Maybe nothing went on. But the word is always good because you can take that word and begin to praise God, you know. Let it sink down in your heart. Even if you don't understand, you can talk to God about it. Say, Lord, I heard this word, but I really don't know what it means. I really don't understand. And believe me, you, he will not leave you ignorant. If you want to know what his word means, if you heard a word and you began to pray and you said, Lord, I don't know what that meant, or Lord, I want to know you, he will not leave you or forsake you. He will let you know who he is. Amen. He will speak to you by the Holy Spirit or by through some person. The very word. It's been many times that when I was younger, I would hear people say things. And I think I shared this with some others. My parents used to like to listen to Shambach. His name was Reverend Shambach. And he would come on at a certain time. And man, as a young girl, they would turn that on, and I would love to hear it. I would love to hear that word. I mean, he spoke so powerfully, till even as a child, we were sitting there listening. I couldn't wait. I was like, when did he come on again? That man, I didn't know his name because I was a child, but I loved to hear him. And when he would speak, I mean, it was so profound, and so that stayed with me. It stayed with me, and I always wanted to know more. So a lot of times we hear the word of God, and we want to know more. And all we got to do is begin to seek it out, seek it out. And when you read those words of God and you don't know what it means or you don't understand, begin to talk to him. Lord, I don't know what this means. I've said it a many times. When I was a young girl, when I was 9 and 10 years old, talking to the Lord, I said, Lord, I don't understand this. I don't know what that means. But the one thing I love is God allowed me to go ahead to be a child. But when I got old enough, like the Bible said, when I was a child, I spake as a child. But when I became a woman, then I began to seek God out more for those things that I saw speaking as a woman. Lord, what, you know what I mean? So he began to come back and explain those things to me as I was old enough to understand. So when you read something or you hear something, a word of God, and you don't understand, begin to ask him, Lord, I don't understand. And I guarantee you, he's going to give you understanding of his word. He's going to allow you to understand because he won't have you ignorant. Amen? So it's just truly a blessing for us to praise and worship the word of God, to come into praise. You know, and I see so many families, they can come together. Let me tell you, they can come together and throw the biggest party. They can throw a party, ooh, out this world and have everything there. But when it comes to praising God, it's a problem. You can't get them there. But you tell them you're having a party or a barbecue. They coming. All of them, even the ones you didn't invite. They going to be there, okay? But the problem when it comes to the word of God and when you come to try to get them all together, family, friends, so forth and so on, you tell your friends that you're having, you're coming to praise God. You're having an event to praise God. You won't see many there. But if you tell them you're having a barbecue, they gonna bring themselves, some friends, and everybody else. I've seen people throw the biggest party. I knew it was a big party store. But I've seen people throw the biggest party, and man, you talking about the yard be full. I mean, it was people everywhere. But when it comes to the Word of God, that's why we as believers, we have to take a stand. I don't care who it is, family, friend, whoever. We have to take a stand for the Word of God. This is what I stand for now. This is who I am. So we have to take a stand. Bless God. So my words tonight, I thank God for them. I thank God for allowing me to read His word and I know it's strengthening. Once we read the word, we hear the word and begin to meditate on it. I was gonna talk about something else tonight, but God led me to go to scripture and to begin to He said because He wanted to be praised. He want to be praised. He want His name to be lifted up in the earth. And when we read these words, He said, my winds are the messengers. So as we read these words, guess what? They going out wherever He sent it. Whoever heart is not hardened, that word going to get there. It's going to get to them. So we just thank God tonight for allowing us to come together and praise Him. To worship His holy name. It's truly a blessing. Truly a blessing. No matter what people may think or say about you, when you read that word, when you get into God's word, it doesn't even matter. It's a blessing. It's truly a blessing to get into the word of God and worship Him and praise Him. And like I said, I do it often and I tell others about the word of God. Amen. Praise God tonight. I tell you, it's truly, truly been a blessing tonight. I just give God the glory and I thank Him. I thank Him for this word because it is a great word to praise and worship God and to let others know. It's just a blessing. It's truly a blessing. Sometimes my mom and I, we'll get in there and we'll sing a song or we'll discuss the word of God. We'll get into the Bible and I love it, you know. We love discussion. So that's what we do sometimes. And I know that's not for everybody, but I love reading the Word. I love getting into the Word. I love doing things pertaining to the works of God. So I just want to encourage everybody tonight, letting people know, let's give Him praise and honor where it's due to Him. As He wakes us up in the morning, let us see a brand new day, a fresh day, a day we haven't seen before. A day we haven't seen before, but He knows all about. Because He's Alpha and Omega, He knows the beginning and the ending. And so we just want to share this word, amen, this bread. The Bible says how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news. So we brought the good news tonight, amen. So if there's no one else on the line with us tonight, we just want to give God the glory, praise, and honor that's due His name. And we look forward to being back here, amen, next Friday in the name of Jesus. And I think they're on Thursday and Saturday morning. Someone's going to be on from the veterans. Going to be on from 9 to 10, I believe it is. And we're just going to have a Holy Ghost good time. Amen. So I will say this. God bless everyone. Y'all have a blessed and prosperous night. And we will see y'all back here tomorrow morning at 9. I think it's 9 or 10. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning. God bless you. And may God's word resonate in each and every one of our hearts. May the fruit of the Spirit be up on each and every one of us in Jesus' name. Amen. So everyone have a blessed and happy night. And we'll see y'all in the morning by the grace of God. God's willing. Amen.